Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Maria.
Who is this?
My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client. We're conducting a very brief survey. It's about the upcoming elections in November. We basically
Go ahead.
Okay, we basically kind of suggest your opinion. It's a brief message, survey, and we would like to hear from you. Very important for the success of this research. And
go ahead.
Your opinion counts. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. English, obviously, you speak English, so we're going to put English.
English, yes.
Yes, ma'am. And which of the following states are you, which state are you registered to vote?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, thank you so much. And what's your racial ethnic group? Do you identify with most white, black, or Hispanic, or Latina?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a sample representative of all age, of all the groups of age group, can I have you here, the year you were born, just the year, please. Can I have the year you were born?
What?
The year you were born?
I said 1961.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I apologize for that. 1961, thank you. And I know that it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain? Probably 50-50?
No, I will be voting.
Almost certain?
Yes.
Thank you. If you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? And just one thing, I have to write it down, so be like, little bit specific about what you think is the most important issue facing the country right now.
Well, I have two things, so.
Okay.
The economy and Roe v. Wade.
Oh, okay. The economy, and that's a big one.
Yes.
Thank you. The economy. And Roe versus Wade, right?
Correct.
Wade. Okay, thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many
Democrat.
People, Joe Biden, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Green Party candidate Joe Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates. Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means that there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
Zero.
Thank you. Joe Biden, 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you. Moving right along, and thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district? Hello?
Democrat.
Thank you. I'm sorry, but sometimes I don't hear you.
It's okay.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Eric Howdy or Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Baldwin, Tammy.
Thank you.
Yes.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Democrat.
Thank you. Much more or somewhat more?
Say that again.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on citizen states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Somewhat agree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, I said.
Strongly? I'm sorry.
Yes, that's okay.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Thank you. I am going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 20 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and are married to American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who have passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. A program that grants permanent and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressures on citizens and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Will that make you less likely or more likely to vote in the 2024 election?
More likely.
More likely. Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Agree? Somewhat or less likely? Some more likely?
Strongly agree.
Much more likely to vote in the 2024 election, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank
much
you. More. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Somewhat more likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more?
Stronger. Yes.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Less likely or more likely?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Less likely or more likely?
Agree. More likely. Strongly.
Thank you. Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
Strongly.
Thank you. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each other following. Joe Biden and Democrats made promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Concerned or not concerned?
No.
A little concerned, not at all concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
A little.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned?
A little.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, little concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum in internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Extremely concerned.
Thank you. Excuse me. We're almost done. We are 77%. I do appreciate your time and your patience. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. I would like you And would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says that we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Somewhat closer or much closer?
What do you mean?
Biden approach much closer or Biden somewhat closer?
Much.
Thank you. Okay. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November selection. If you I know you already told me and it sounds redundant, but I have to read it verbatim. After, in this November selection, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe.
Thank you. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? MSNBC, CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, Fox News channels or website, Univision or Telemundo, Instagram or ANN, WhatsApp, Facebook, YouTube, Spanish language radio programs, TikTok.
Wow.
Which one?
I listen to the news.
Okay, MSNBC or CNN or Spanish program
it?
Or?
No,
sorry?
It's, I'm trying to think of what it is.
Maybe YouTube? That's what I listen
to. No.
No?
Okay. I watch the news on TV.
Okay. It's not Fox News, right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
sorry.
Okay. The only ones that they have here is MSNBC and CNN or other major news. Okay, that is other news. So you that's
yes.
The one. Yeah, thank
that's
you.
The one. Thank
that's
you.
The one. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. So we almost done. We are more than 80%. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal.
My parents were born in the United States. My parents were born in the United States.
No, they're talking about your family, the Treasure family.
Oh, my.
Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic,
South America.
Okay, thank you. And you were born in the United States, you say, right? Okay.
Yes.
Were either of your parents born on in the United States or in Puerto Rico or in another country, Mexico, maybe?
No.
They were born here, the United States. Both of your parents. Okay.
Yes.
Both parents born on the mainland. Thank you. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish?
English.
More Spanish than English? So only English? Always English or English and Spanish equally?
A little bit of Spanish. Depends on who I'm talking to, I guess.
So more English than Spanish?
Yes.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. Strong or not strong?
Strong.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I don't know what that means. Never did.
No, conservative is like, you know, the right wing, right? Most Republicans are very conservative. Moderate is in between. Liberal is the opposite of conservative, you know. Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A year of college only.
1 year and you didn't get the associate?
1 year. No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your religion, if any? Protestant, Catholic, if any? Do you have a religion?
No.
No? Okay. Are you agnostic or atheist? Atheist.
No, I'm non-denominational.
Okay. And finally, stricter for verification purposes by my supervisor. Can I just have your first name, Maria, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Maria, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Sure, yeah.
Thank you. And this concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. It was really a pleasure talking to you, Maria. Enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.